Hello and welcome. My name is Ilda and I'm a partner in the Immigration Department at Kingsley Napley. With effect from the 1st of January 2021, British citizens travelling into Europe are now deemed as third country nationals, meaning UK law firms who regularly send British national lawyers to provide advice to their clients in Europe will firstly need to check whether work permission is required. This is because every country in Europe has their own immigration rules. Equally, they should check whether or not work permission is required, and equally, what is the regulatory position. Now, I am delighted to say I have two colleagues with me, Andrea Holbert from Carl Wahid's office. She is a French immigration attorney, and my colleague Jessica Clay, who is a partner in our regulatory department. Andrea will talk about the immigration considerations going into France, and then my colleague Jessica will follow on with what, if any, regulatory position is in traveling into France for lawyers on a fly-in, fly-out basis. So firstly, I turn to my colleague Andrea. Andrea, thank you very much for coming in and giving up your time today. The first question I have for you is, do you have any top tips for UK law firms that need to send UK lawyers into France for a short-term business trip?
Hello, Hilda. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak. And indeed, actually, I can have tips, but the most important for the UK lawyers, it's to determine the scope of the mission in France, because it is very important. Actually, as a reminder, and as you know, British nationals are now considered third country nationals in the very same way as Americans, Australian, or Chinese people. They are therefore subject to the general rules of immigration law and must obtain the necessary authorizations for before traveling in France. So the general rule in France, it's that a work permit is required for in order to work in France, even for very short missions. So everything depends on the scope of the mission. Since January 1st, 2021, British nationals have been subject to more immigration controls when traveling to France, and they do not have the resident status in a member state of the European Union. So this is they can came in France for without any formalities, immigration formalities, only if the activities they will perform can enter under the business travel status. And indeed, this is a tolerance from the French authorities, making an exception to the general rule according to which all work carried out in France is subject to authorizations and declaration formalities. But for the very first time, the Brexit agreement in the Annex Serving 3, they put a definition of the activities that UK visitors traveling on short-term business to France are permitted to undertake, and they are not very consistent. I mean, the activities tolerate under the business travel status are meetings and consultation, research, marketing research, training seminars, sales, after sales, commercial transaction. If the mission in France can be covered by these activities, which will not produce immediate economic value, then no work permit for and French formalities are required. It is very important to indicate that the business traveler must carry out those tasks on behalf of their employer in the UK. In addition, the UK lawyer must maintain a residence and the employer outside France and cannot be remunerated from a French source. So if my understanding is correct, if the lawyers, the UK lawyers are in France, they are here for actually for expertise and to counsel French clients. So indeed, for me, it will be considered productive work subject to work permit unless exempted. And indeed, the good news is that there is an exception of the work permit for posted workers on the 90 day or less using expert knowledge to carry out an expertise or an audit. An audit is defined as a verification of compliance with regulation. And this is what corporate lawyers, UK lawyers, do when they assist with due diligence, for example. So the difference between business travel status and this exception of work permit is that while work permit it's exempt, it's not required, the activities listed on those missions are subject to all the obligations linked to second month assignment, mean filling of second month declaration, designation of representative in France, social security coverage, or minimum salary requirements. So only the work permit requirement it's waived. So my tips, the first, will be to determine the exact scope of the visit in France, because if the activities cannot fall under the business status visitor status, then and where no French formalities are required, then it will be an exemption of the work permit, but all the other obligations linked to the second month assignment are indeed required.
Thank you, Andrea. It sounds like there are some exceptions to the rule, although quite restricted from what you just said. So my second question is, assuming this British national lawyer will only be in France just to visit clients, they're not going to give any kind of advice. What is the amount of time that they can spend in France then as a visitor?
So the British national, if they will not counsel, they will not provide any advice to the clients, need to respect the Schengen rule. So not to spend within the Schengen area more than 90 days per 180-day period. So stays of up of 90 days do not require the issuance of the long stay visa and not need a residency permit. It is very important to say that the 180 days period is a rolling period and it's calculated by counting backwards. This means that any day during the stay in Schengen, be it at arrival, departure, or during the stay, counting 180 days backward, the traveler should never exceed 90 days of stay in Schengen. My recommendation is to check on the UA Commission because there is a tool available to facilitate the calculation of those 90 days within the Schengen area.
Thank you, Andrea. That I think at the moment is probably done quite manually counting, and it's a good tip to look on the website, as you say. Just in terms of in practice, if you are a British citizen and you are traveling into France, would you get some sort of visitor visa at the airport?
No, there is no visitor visa. Actually, the UK national are visa waivers. So for the France and European Union, there is no visa at the entrance.
Thank you. You slightly touched on this at the outset, but if the position would be, if someone is, as a British lawyer, going to see a client and they're going to be giving chargeable advice, preparing legal documents, that kind of thing. You mentioned some exemptions. How would that work in practice? Presumably, if it fell within the exemption, it seems like it might be straightforward. But if it didn't fall within the exemption, what would the position be?
Yeah, so indeed, the exemption of the work permit will be for audit, for verification of compliance. So it will be billable work for the UK lawyer. So in this case, it's like due diligence, and the work permit, it's normally required. But for mission of less than 90 days, then the work permit was exempted. That's the problem is that it's important to know that even if the work permit it's not required for mission of less than 90 days, all the other obligation linked to the second month assignment are required. So second month declaration, designation of representative in France, social security, minimum salary requirements. So France has some mandatory rules linked to assignments that the second month assignment that they will need to be fulfilled for the even for very short missions if the activities cannot enter within the tolerate activities of the business traveler status, which are very, very, very not very not very
Sounds quite restricted, isn't it?
restricted. Exactly. Thank you.
Yes, and that I think that's probably the issue that maybe some law firms might encounter is that you either fall within that criteria or you don't. And what I think it sounds certainly to me what you're saying is that if you fall within the criteria, then it's a more simple process. But if you don't, then it might be a little bit more convoluted.
Yeah, actually, if the main information the UK lawyers need to keep in mind, it's if their activity in France will have some economic value, they will invoke the council that it is considered work. And in this case, for less than 90 days, they can be exempted of work permit, but all the other obligations of assignment are required, or they will just came in France to visit clients, not to advise, to participate to meetings, to negotiate a contract, and in this case, no formalities for France, but in case of control, even for the business traveler status, they will need to prove to obtain and to provide, if they are required, a proof of accommodation, a return ticket, financial means, invitation letter from the client if necessary, stating purpose of the visit. So yeah, the Brexit actually brought to the UK lawyers more administration obligation.
Yeah, so the more red tape, basically. Okay, that's really, really helpful. It comes up now and again where a lawyer needs to travel more frequently into France. So it's short trips, but it might be frequently. So, a few days now, and then they're back in their London office if that's where they're based, and then back into France because they're working maybe on a project. Does that change the situation at all?
Yeah, it can change if because there is no work permit allowing or residence impairing allowing just to came in France 1 week per month, for example. The UK lawyers need to stick, they are stick actually with the Schengen rules. So they will need to respect the Schengen rules just to be careful that the 90 days per 180 days are respected. And if the stay in France it will be more than 3 months, or if they cannot respect and the Schengen rules, then the work permit, it's the long stay, a long stay visa is required for more than 3 months, and then they will have a long stay visa, a residency permit in France. But for short mission, regularly short mission, they will need to respect the Schengen rules.
Okay, thank you. So if we do go down the road of a work permit, how quickly can it be obtained? And it is something presumably you need to obtain in advance of travel.
Of course, of course. Actually, the processing time, the legal processing time, it's for almost all the French authorities are 2 months. So in the practice, we are observing that the processing time, it can be between few days and 8 weeks. So depending on the period, depending on the workload of the French authorities, but it can be between 1 2 weeks and 8 weeks. So yes, they will need to anticipate the mission in France and then to request this work permit.
Okay, thank you. I think sometimes I know we work in a law firm. It's sometimes these projects come and happen very quickly, as try as you might, there are, you know, whatever options you have, it's not always easy that we ultimately can, you know, plan ahead. So what would your advice be to law firms if all else has failed? You've tried to done the research, you've tried to get the work permit. What would you say is your next option if all else has failed?
Yeah, so the first recommendation I have is to anticipate and to apply if a work permit is required, to take enough time before the mission in France and apply for the work permit. And if not, they will need to review maybe the mission and to see if they can enter within or the business status, visitor status, or on the work permit exemption, or maybe review the mission in France in order to to be less than 90 days, and then to anticipate for future mission. But in any case, if a long stay visa is required for mission for more than 3 months, then the process to the consulate, it's quite very, very smooth process, because the processing time, the legal one, it's still 2 months, but in practice the visa are obtained within 2 weeks, so 10 days to 2 weeks. So I think the better advice I can have is really to anticipate with the French administration.
Thank you. Andrea, I'm really, really grateful to you for taking the time to explain this, because I do think that these are definitely considerations that law firms should be taking, in particular when sending staff on British passports, lawyers into Europe to give advice, in this case, into France. So I want to thank you for your time. I will now point or ask my colleague Jessica Clay a certain number of questions. This is now in consideration in respect of the regulatory position. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to stop there because Jessica's not here, but okay. I'm hoping that when Jessica joins and we have that separate meeting, that Emma can then just add the bits, there's the questions that we've already got a script. Thank you, Jessica. The first question I have for you is, what is the regulatory position now for UK solicitors wishing to fly in and fly out of France? And can you explain if there are any conditions or restrictions attached to the scope of practice?
Of course, Ilda, thank you. It's probably helpful if I start by providing a little bit of background to the situation in France. So back in 2018, France passed new regulations creating foreign legal consultant, so FLC status. And this was a scheme in respect of foreign lawyers. So that's all non-EU lawyers, which now obviously includes UK lawyers. So this scheme was about including those seeking to undertake temporary practice. However, the regulations state that to be eligible for FLC status, foreign lawyers must be admitted to a bar of a non-EU member state, and that state must be linked to the EU by an international treaty that covers legal services. So if we think about this specifically in the context of UK lawyers, to register in France as a FLC, UK lawyers will need to obtain pre-authorisation from the Conseil National des Barreaux, that's CNB, and this temporary FLC status will be valid for a year, and it allows UK lawyers to provide advice on UK law and international law on a temporary basis, so on a fly-in, fly-out basis would be captured by that, so long as they're practising under their home title. So, for example, this would be Solicitor of England and Wales. I think we also need to bear in mind that the CMB seems to be taking quite a pragmatic approach when it comes to enforcing this registration requirement for FLC status, and that it's indicated that it doesn't expect lawyers to register for FLC status if they are simply flying in and flying out of France to provide services, for example, on a very one-off or purely occasional basis. So there is some flexibility built into the scheme. In terms of any sort of specific restrictions on practice, as I've already said, FLCs can advise on international law and the law of any country they are registered and authorised to practice in. So in our particular context, this would be the law of England and Wales and practicing in the context of a solicitor of England and Wales. They can't advise on French or EU law, and they cannot act in court or before jurisdictional or disciplinary bodies of any kind. Having said that, a UK lawyer can carry out arbitration, conciliation and mediation in France on a temporary fly-in, fly-out basis. Although representation before the Cour de Cassation, which is France's Supreme Court for civil and criminal cases, and the Conseil d'État, which is France's highest court for issues and cases involving public and administrative law, is subject to specific quotas and is reserved for French and EU nationals. So that's just a brief summary of some of the restrictions that are in place in terms of practice.
Thank you, Jessica. My last question, will legal professional privilege apply?
So, Ilda, in summary, no, LPP will not apply to third country lawyers, which includes UK lawyers. That said, it's worth noting that the concept of legal professional privilege as such does not exist in France. Instead, legal advice provided by a lawyer is protected by what's known as professional secrecy. So professional secrecy is a general obligation not to disclose secrets. It's applicable to anyone who, through their professional status, has access to such secrets. So in summary, no, LPP will not apply to UK lawyers.
Thank you, Jessica. It's really interesting to see, now that we've done a few of these webinars, how it does vary from country to country within the European Union. We've now come to the end of this series. Thank you to Jessica and to Andrea for taking the time to share your expertise. And thank you to anyone who is listening to this presentation. Our contact details will appear at the bottom of this particular presentation. So if you do have any questions, feel free to contact us if you need to. But otherwise, thank you and have a good day.